Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am Ian Jeffrey, J-E-F-F-R-E-Y, Stone. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Stone as described in the reports listed above. Those pertain to one of the current subject injuries involving the right shoulder on 12-11-20. Perry also has now alleged another injury at work on 6-15-22 involving his right knee. As per the information obtained from the examinee, Mr. Stone is now a 61-year-old male. He reports on that date he was delivering liquor that weighed approximately 100 pounds. He was coming down a truck ramp and his knee kicked back at the bottom. He did not sustain any direct trauma to the knee while he was utilizing this hand truck. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a torn meniscus, repaired surgically on 9-14-22. Perry has completed his course of active treatment for the right knee, effective 1-16-23. Perry denies any additional treatment to the right shoulder. The rest of that is normal. As far as claim petition, Mr. Stone alleged he injured his right knee as he was moving a hand truck down a ramp on 6-15-22. Medical records show he was seen on 6-16-22 and reported a sharp jolting pain in his right knee at the bottom of the steps. He took a double step at the bottom of the steps. When this occurred, he was examined and found to have negative provocative maneuvers about the knee. He was diagnosed with a right knee sprain for which he was placed in a splint and on naproxen. He was immediately referred for physical therapy. This was rendered on the dates described. He was followed regularly and remained symptomatic. New paragraph, he also came to the orthopedic care of Dr. Lipschultz on 7-26-22. He noted the results of an MRI of the knee. He also noted the history of the right shoulder surgery and neck surgery. In fact, Dr. Lipschultz had treated him in the past for the right shoulder, after which he did well. Clinically, he thought there was an obvious internal derangement. The joint was aspirated and then administered with corticosteroids. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. On 9-14-22, he did so to be inserted here. New paragraph, he followed up postoperatively on 9-19-22. He was going to begin weight bearing and start physical therapy. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz on 10-10-22 when he stated Mr. Stone had significant osteoarthritic changes, which were exacerbated at the time of his injury. Perry therefore did feel he would also benefit from an orthovisc series. A corticosteroid injection was administered on this visit. On 10-13-22, he wrote, there was severe full-thickness articular cartilage loss. At some point, he was going to need a total knee replacement. He again requested orthovisc series authorization. The first of these was administered on 10-31-22. Period the second was given on 11/7/22. Period on 11/14/22, he accepted his third such injection. Period. As of 12/5/22, he denied any benefit, but he was also not progressing with physical therapy. Period. This was going to continue for another month, at which time it was anticipated he would reach a medical plateau. Period. If he is still unable to function, options would be very limited. Period. He could consider an osteoarthritic unloader brace, but the other option would be knee replacement surgery. Period. He did return on 1/5/23. Now expressing the Orthovisc injections seemed to be helping. Period. He started to have less pain and his motion was full. Period. He had mild swelling but was anxious to try to get back to work full duty. Period. He was cleared to do so effective 1/16/23. Period. Another cortisone injection was given on this visit. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed swelling of the CMC joints bilaterally. Period. There was dyshidrotic eczema on the skin. Period. There was healed portal scarring about the right shoulder, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Active shoulder abduction was 145 degrees and flexion 160 degrees, but was otherwise full in all individual spheres. Period. Passive range of motion was full in all spheres without discomfort or crepitus. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to L3 on the right, but was in the normal range on the left. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or interlocking. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders, normal. Actually, go back. Inspection revealed his right and left long finger DIP joints were deviated. Period. Shoulder maneuvers normal, extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal scarring about the right knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5. Resisted right hamstring strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was mild tenderness, palpation about the right and left infrapatellar aspects of the right knee, but there was none on the left. Knee maneuvers normal. Spine cervical inspection revealed a decreased. This guy said a forward held posture with a 6-inch longitudinal posterior scar, consistent with surgery. Period motion was decreased in all spheres. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heels, but not on his toes. Period. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. On 12/11/20, Jeffrey Stone injured his right shoulder, as will be inserted from my marked prior report. Period. A new paragraph since evaluated here. He injured his right knee at work on 6/15/22. Period. He was initially treated conservatively, but remained symptomatic. Period. He had an MRI of the knee, followed by surgery done by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He had physical therapy and Orthovisc injections as well. Period. He was released from care to full duty on 1/5/23. Period. New paragraph. Referable to the right shoulder. My opinions regarding permanency will be inserted again from the prior report. In terms of the right knee, there is 7.5% permanent partial disability. Period. A significant component of this is attributable to pre-existing advanced degenerative joint disease. Period. He has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured, speaking to his retained high level of functionality. Period. End.